game. Good Friday night game. I was really, we're growing up a little bit, which is nice. Augie Bill, although Augie Bill's been here like 12 years with me, you know, he's an old senior. It was good for him to show up and pitch well in a tough situation. I thought Matt Troop was outstanding. I thought Connor Wade, after that rough, was at the third? It might have been the fourth. Settled down and did a marvelous job. And we needed that. I mean, out of your Friday night guy, he's got to give you a seven at least. And we still have a pitch count on these guys, so 119 when we got him out of there. Hopefully 3, 4, 5 weeks from now we can even get him out there for the eighth too, because he was going pretty good. But, you know, all in all, they played good baseball. We played good baseball. We got a couple more hits, and, you know, that's life.
That was the second consecutive game where Wade had a rough third or fourth inning. Is it just a loss of focus?
No, I think it's he got into a bad pattern again tonight. And by bad pattern, he wasn't mixing his pitches at all. And you have to. I mean, you know, even though he's a Friday night guy, he doesn't throw 98 miles an hour. So he's got to mix his pitches. And we talked about that. In all honesty, if you guys talk to him tonight, he'll tell you that after the third inning, I went down and said, hey, look, we're going to start doing a better job of calling your game here. But we got to start mixing your pitches. You got to start calling. We got to start calling all three of your pitches, not just one or two of them, and letting guys sit on you. So he just did a good job of mixing his pitches.
What do you make of these close Friday night games you're the last
I like
weeks?
Them. Yeah. They're good for you. They're good for you. You know, you know, and you schedule 3, 4 years in advance, so you know, you don't know. I mean, you just hope everything works out the way you want it to work out. But they're good for you because, you know, we have a saying in our program, one should be enough. One run should be enough. And it tests you. It tests, do you have that ability to do right. that? It's a nice saying, but, you know, can you actually do it? I mean, there's a whole different deal. Can you actually do it? So, they're good for you. I mean, honestly, my wife might not want to hear this, but honestly, I would like one run games, you know, for the next 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. It shows you, you know, you have to play defense. You have to pitch well in situations. You have to do some things. You have to do some things that you're going to have to do in the pack. Again, all that we're doing right now is trying to get ready for the Pac-12 play. Right. I mean, we want to win our games, but more than anything, I want to make sure we're old and tough and seasoned, and even though they're freshmen, you know, I mean, I want them to see them older and tough. So they had a chance to grow up tonight. Gibbons gets a big hit, like I said. You know, it was good. Good night.
What did you see from Gilbert's at bat when he got the big?
Yeah, you know, he's been hitting pretty good for us. I mean, he really has. And even last year, he might not have put a lot of numbers up average-wise, but he got a lot of big hits, you know, from middle season to St. John's to South Carolina that would eventually win the national championship. I mean, he got some big hits. He does that. He does a pretty job with that.
What about your 3, 4, 5 hitters? That core right there has been pretty solid.
Yeah, they should. I mean, you know, who are we kidding, right? I mean, they should. They're juniors. They're older guys. What haven't they been through? I mean, really, they won a national championship. You know, what haven't they been through? So they should. I mean, you know, and that's the essence of having a good year is, you know, guys that are supposed to play good have to play good to have a good year. When you're guys that aren't playing good that are supposed to play good, you got some problems. So, you know, they should. You know, and that's not putting a stress on. I think they would tell you that themselves.
When guys like Dixon and Gilbert go from last year being more bottom-of-the-lineup guys and now you're asking them to be in the middle, mm-hmm. do you prepare them differently, or is it just something you just expect? You're a junior now, sophomore,
yeah,
get
no,
out there.
Yeah, no, you know, we have a saying here, you're supposed to get better. You're supposed to get better every day, and you're supposed to get better every year. So, I mean, it's time to do that. And we're not the only ones. I mean, I've been in their lineup. They got guys in the middle part of their lineup that were bottom part of the lineup. They just have to take that step up. And for the most part, you hope that all that we talk and all that we do from the very first day to the actual game prepares them for the mentality of it. And the mentality of it is, if it's not you, then who? You know, I mean, basically that's it. If you're not the one that's supposed to hit in 3, 4, 5 hole this year, who? Like, you know, look around. Who? It's supposed to be you. So, yeah, get some ready.
I just want to make sure you said Wade wasn't doing a good job making his pitches. After you guys retook the lead, did he start?
Yeah, like I said, I went in. We call his pitches. So, you know, we weren't doing a good job of calling his game, in my opinion. And I'll take full responsibility for that. We were sitting on pitches too often. We were sitting on location. We just weren't good. We weren't calling a good game for him in terms of mixing. After that third inning, I went in, or fourth inning, after the 3 runs were scored, I went in and talked to him, sat in the same, okay, you know, we got to do a better job of calling the game here. We got to start mixing a little bit more, start doing what you're comfortable doing and what he's done every year he's been here for the last couple of years. And so we did that, and he was effective.
So his location, everything was fine?
No, and that's the problem, is that if you sit on one spot, you sit on one pitch with him, he gets a little careless with his location. But if you force him to pitch, he pitches. You know, he's a good pitcher. He pitches well. So, you know, we got to do a better job with that as a staff. We got to do a better job with that. Done deal?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming.